does it feel to live in the countryside? I'm going to tell you a story about my childhood. I was raised in a little town in the province. There was no electricity, no internet, and no cell service at all. Yes, our lives were so simple at that time, yet I couldn't trade anything in the world for it. When we ran out of rice for dinner, my mother instructed me to ask a neighbor to lend us some, and our next door neighbor was quite generous. It's just a matter of giving and taking. We give our hands and help each other whenever someone needs our assistance. Yes, we don't have any expensive materials, but our love and concern for our neighbors and neighborhood is palpable. And the odd thing is that although our neighbors live a long distance away, we still know their families. We still know their names, unlike in the city. You have your next door neighbors, but you have no idea who they are, right? And they don't know their names. And that time, we can't eat till we're full throughout our lunch or dinner. We should eat together and discuss our day's events, which is why our family bonds are so strong. Unlike today, I just noticed that some children eat with their cell phones without conversing or eating together. Instead of talking to their families, they choose to communicate on social media. That's the difference between year 1990s and now. So, what was it like to live in the country with no electricity and no access to the internet? After dinner at 6 or 6:30 p.m., we slept from 7 or 8 p.m. Yes, so early. Because without electricity, it was pitch black by 6 o'clock p.m. We only have our small kerosene lamp as a source of light for the entire night. So we used to go over to our neighbor's house and watch TV, since there was a drama series called Esperanza that we were obsessed with. We arrived home between 10 or 11 p.m. So how we managed to go through our daily lives? Every day is like an episode of Farm to Table. Our crops came from our backyards, mountains, and the farm. If my parents couldn't afford meat, we look for vegetables every day. My favorite Bicol cuisine is laing. My province's name is Bicol, so we made dishes with very few spices, such as laing with coconut milk, onion, garlic, salt, and dried fish. That's it. There are no other preservatives. Perhaps this is one of the reasons why our elders lived to be 75, 80 years old. In fact, my grandmother died at the age of 92. I felt like I was becoming a responsible person at an early age. Because if my parents don't have money, I'm the one who goes out in the mountains and looks for vegetables. My parents were busy working, and I have no idea where my other siblings are that time. But I was the one who went out looking for our lunch and dinner. Until I graduated from high school, that was my life. Because after graduating from high school, I moved to Laguna to look for work. It was a long way from our home province. I had an aunt in Laguna and spent 2 years there. And that's it. In my next episode, I'll tell you about my life after high school. So, thank you for listening. So, see you guys next time. Bye-bye.